A4.
Number 21B.
All right. So you see that the Christ here is fulfilling a completely different office than what we had in the Christ in Christian Science. Again, when we go to Christianity in Absolute Christian Science, we have life and love, a wonderful combination, which says, what is Christianity? It's the point of idea, the focal point of idea, and says, from the Infinite One, each idea, whatever that idea is constantly brought forth by the Father, constantly projected out by the Father. The Father provides that idea fully, so that it lacks nothing. And love is the mother that says, and that what the idea has, I protect. I protect and preserve. So that you have a sense that the law of eternalization of the idea is at work. That law of eternalization which says life is constantly providing every idea with its fullness of life. And love is constantly preserving or conserving each idea, so that the idea can never get lost. So we have an eternalization of the idea. When it comes to science, to truth and love, then we get something quite terrific. There, the synonymous term life is left out, because there is no more creative, impelling process involved in it. Science says, that which is, is. You don't need to bring into being something. What Jesus said before Abraham was, I am, stating to our consciousness that every idea which we need for any problem, for solving any problem, is not something that through the Word has to be created, that through the Christ has to be translated, that through Christianity has to be eternalized, but that idea existed since time immemorial, that every idea which we need for solving anything exists already at the point of truth, of true form, and fulfilled, so that there is nothing new under the sun. And this is naturally terrific for the practical application, that we know that though to human sense it seems that we have to find out a new solution, that we have to find a solution for something, that it says to us, no, you don't have to find the solution. What you have to do is to know that that solution exists since time immemorial. It's a fact, truth, in being, which is absolutely fulfilled and complete and perfect. And so you change your whole consciousness from the seeking process, from the process of finding something and trying to find a solution, to the fact of Absolute Christian Science, where you feel, my attitude is that if I stand humanly face to face with a problem, that divinely, from the absolute standpoint, I must take the consciousness that the idea already exists in its entire form of truth and love, complete. If I work from that standpoint, and you, that's practice, if you work from that standpoint, naturally, it gives you much more dominion, it gives you much more a sense of power and of mastery over the situation. It takes away any fear, it takes away doubts and everything, because you know right from the beginning that this idea existed since time immemorial. That nothing needs to be created in being, because being is beingness. And when John Dolly saw that last point of truth and love, something began to move in him and said, oh, you know, actually if that is so, then every idea, not just an individual idea, but every idea always exists already in God. And so he could see that we have to bring back every idea back to God, back into the bosom of God, as the biblical term runs, back into the matrix of God, so that really each idea is one with God. So that not only each idea already exists as what it is, but that it is always one with the whole of God. And the moment he began to see that, he had a sense of oneness of being. and that is the sense of divine science, where we said when we touch the oneness of being, where we do not have to compute ideas, individual ideas, but where we see that every idea exists in God and is one with God, he touched that high level of divine science, where he could see that the word is now accentuated differently than on the lower levels. He just could say then, actually the word is only the word of life, namely of one life. Always put there on that level just the term one in front of the synonymous term, and then you have a sense, because it's the oneness, one life in the word, one truth in the Christ, one love in Christianity, and one divine principle love in science, giving a sense of oneness. Can you see that if you think in terms of oneness of being, that you don't need any more, like in absolute Christian science, in the word, the impelling law of creation? Because in the oneness of being you have no creation, no creative act going on. In the oneness of being everything is, and so the creative thought of computing new ideas goes out, and you just have the very fact of that there is one life, one being, and that therefore, as the Christ, there is just one Christ, one truth. There is not many truths. That all the truths which we have been specifically manifested in absolute Christian science through truth, life, and love are now seen to be all one, so that all the truths are becoming just the one truth. That being itself just is the one truth. The truth you can say about everything. And in Christianity also, you have the one love, meaning the all in allness. Here love becomes the all in allness, because on the level of absolute Christian science, we just considered how each idea is fathered by life and mothered by love, each idea, and therefore eternalized. But if we lift consciousness to the oneness of being, we just can see, therefore, every idea is in God, in the all, and because it's the realm of ideas, Christianity, because we have to consider the whole realm, we have there the all, capital A, in all, small a. So that gives us the sense of love, the sense of all-inclusiveness, of all-embracedness, of all-encircling, to show that the all, capital A, is actually in all, small a, or the other way around, that all, small a, is in all, capital A. So you have the all in all, or the all in all. And that gives a sense of the universe of love. When we come to science, she began to see what we have been seeing before, that it is the integral science, that that principle which is operating as science is not just a principle, but that it is a principle which would integrate all aspects of science into one principle. And love is always that which integrates, that which integrates every aspect of the all into one principle. It is actually at that point where I would say the present world situation in the various sciences is, that those various sciences try to find a integral sense of all the science into one science, so that not every science is a specialized science in a watertight compartment without any relationship to any other science. And that is only possible if we see that there is the all-in-all of being, that being is just one all-in-all being, not many beings. It's not the being of physics and the being of biology and the being of chemistry and the being of psychology and the being of physiology and so on. There is only one being. But then we must also see that there is one principle uniting everything into one science. And the moment he began to see that, no, that's not true, not that moment. It took him about 5 years Mr. Dawley then, as I said, in 1949, he began to see that even that consciousness of divine science is not the highest, that it is still thinking in terms of oneness, namely God and creation, creator and creation, principle and idea being one. And that he began to see actually what happens in being or what exists in being is still a higher level, namely the level of science itself, which he just could pinpoint with one synonymous term, principle. Actually, we should perhaps put the adjective there, infinite principle. So that with that synonymous term, we can pinpoint and epitomize the pinnacle of all sciences, namely that science is actually nothing else but principle being a science per se, the science of a principle, or what the world is seeking after, namely a science of systems, compared with all the sciences of various aspects of existence, to just see there must be a science about the science. A science about what constitutes science, a science about what constitutes a system. And so with that general systems theory, I think they begin to touch what Mrs. Eddy wanted to present, namely science per se, the divine, the infinite principle being its own principle. Principle being its own principle. That's what you began to see. Actually a terrific high concept. But you can see that this would really embrace all the other levels of science. So when we are speaking about these levels of science, we must be aware that they are a help for us in order to come out from ignorance into an understanding of being, and that through those levels, thought is led in a spiral, so to say, always higher and higher and higher until it reaches its climax in the science itself. So this is the way of understanding. It's the way how we learn the science of being. I would like to call it the science of being, because then we really touch not only Christian science, which has only to do with application to the human, more than divine science, because divine science has to do with the oneness of being, small b, whereas actually science itself has to do with the science of being, capital B, just with the infinite one. Now, in this way, through years and years, thought has been ascending, so to say, out of ignorance, through those various stages to the higher enlightenment in science. So this upward trend or way is the way of understanding. Then, once one has cultured one's thought more and more in this ascending thought, that then we can say, all right, understanding means what? Demonstration. So going out from the higher level and looking down, and I say looking down, not going down, you stay there and you look down, we get the sense of demonstration. And that is naturally then a higher method of healing and of treatment if we go that descending way in science. And you can see the wonderful sense in a treatment which you get if we go together down those levels. It means that by going up to the level, we naturally have a sense of the infinite one in an understanding way and no more in a mystical way. The mystics never go up. The mystics go out from that infinite one. They take that for granted, and actually, in a way, they are right. In a way, they are absolutely right in their statement that there is only one being, and that that one being is the infinite being. So they are right. But their sense of that infinite one is a mystical sense, and not a sense that has been understood through categories. So if we, through the ascending way, have reached the same statement as the mystics, but as a science we have reached it, that there is only one being, then in treatment we can go out from that standpoint and see, all right, whatever the problem is, I just put it aside. Because the only standpoint there is what is the infinite principle knowing about himself? We not even ask what does the infinite principle know about that proposition. We go right out and say that on the level of science itself, the infinite principle knows itself as that infinite principle. That principle is its own infinite mind and its own infinite spirit and its own infinite soul and its own infinite life and its own infinite truth and its own infinite love. And we just fill our thought with that consciousness of the infinite knowing himself as what the infinite is. It's a beautiful consciousness. And it's a consciousness that each one who knows the synonymous term can reconstruct and culture in his consciousness. And from that point on, thought can descend and say, yes, within that one infinite principle, there is a fourfold calculus at work. The Word, the Christ, Christianity and science. There is that fourfold unity at work, wherein in divine science we see that everything in being, small b, now I come to the creation, to the universe, that everything in being, in the universe, is nothing else but the Word which says everything comes out of the one life and shows, therefore, that life manifests itself out of itself. That in order to express itself, that life uses that one truth, the whole truth, not only individual truths, but that it uses the whole truth in order to manifest itself. And what it is brought out in the whole of the universe is the one love, namely that everything, every idea is included in it, the all in all. And I just begin to get the spatial sense of the infinite, where I see that everything within the universe is of the nature of love, of fulfillment, of perfection. And so makes me see that whatever the problem is, the principle, I come to science, the principle of being is being the perfect solution to it, love, principle love. And so I can build up in consciousness the true universe of being as one life, as one existence, expressing itself through the one truth, bringing out what as the outcome? Just one perfection and one fulfilled universe of love, for which there is a great interpretation through the science of being, and I can understand it. And as I roam in that realm of divine science, then perhaps a thought creeps up within that consciousness and says, but does that consciousness of oneness take care of an individual situation? And so you can hear I ask another question, namely, how does the whole relate to a detail? And actually this is a question that comes up because the human mind is built that way, and so it needs to be answered. And so the thought goes right on the level of absolute Christian science, which tells me, yes, that divine science includes absolute Christian science, that oneness in divine science includes all specific ideas and so covers all specific ideas, and I begin to see, all right, then absolute Christian science will take care of my specific individual problem. How? And it says through the Word. The Word says, in being there is constantly the impulsion of life that brings forth the right idea, which right from the beginning is already complete, life, truth, and love. And that which that life, truth, and love brings forth has a Christ, namely, it adapts its creation to that very situation which needs to be met. And so the Christ is truth, takes the whole of ideal and translates it through life individuality to the point of consummation in love where it meets the specific need. And I have the terrific sense that in being there is that terrific truth, knowledge going on, which knows the specific idea and how to meet it, how to fulfill it. And when I see that, I know that that solution which truth, life, and love is bringing forth will be of the nature of idea which is eternal, which is not coming and going. Because at the point of Christianity, I can see that that idea will be eternally be provided for and eternally maintained by life and eternally preserved by love. So that I feel an idea is born, that idea is an idea of eternality. And I can see that this idea that has been brought forth by the Word has always existed in the Word. And I come to science, which says that solution which is coming about has always been embedded in being. It has always been a fact, truth, in its absolute perfection, love. And so actually nothing has to be created, only something has to be revealed. But it existed forever. And so I begin to see that. And you can see what a terrific sense of peace comes upon us when we see that. That the solution is already at hand, that the solution is already established, and so perhaps I have to go a step further and must see through the level of Christian science that this idea will be the answer to my ignorance. And I can build up that idea, as we have done a few days ago, through mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and see the whole beauty of that idea. Namely, that idea is an idea of mind, which spirit will unfold, which soul will give identity and name to it so that I can perceive it, that it is for me spiritually tangible, nameable, definable, and that that idea is of the nature of principle, will have spiritual power, the power of demonstration in life, exalting me above the wrong situation, giving me in truth dominion over that situation, and in love giving me the peace and rest for that whole problem. And giving me the Christ, giving me the assurance that this idea is the Christ idea, that therefore this idea in the Christ order will express itself through life, truth, and love, and translate itself objectively to the very situation, bringing order into disorder and manifesting the idea by correcting the false concept at the point of mind. And then showing me the bigness of that idea. That idea is rooted in principle, that idea fills all space, that it has in soul all the qualities that principle has, therefore that idea reflects all other ideas and therefore is absolutely a transparent reflection of the infinite, and that therefore this idea will father me, mother, sonship me, and mother me, and I come to science where I see, and this is the only structured understanding with which I can deal with a proposition. Okay, that's it.